chulin, shaykh lechom is your food, should not be chulin. It means to say, loy lechulin heve. You meant to say, your food should not be chulin. Ela, it should be carbon. So we understand, like mechlal la, but the shemehain. By saying no, we understand the yes. Is mani masid, so who's now Mishnah go like? E Reb Meir, the Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir, less lay mechlal la, but the shemehain. Reb Meir does not from this yisoid. If you say no, we don't understand the yes. Tanan, we learned like this. Rabbi Meir Weimer called Tanai Shani Kanai Kitanai Bnei Godo Bnei Ruben Eina Tanai. Anytime you make a condition, you have to speak out the lav. You have to make a Tanai Kofel, like by Bnei Godo Bnei Ruben. They wanted to get the Yerusha and the Eivra Yadin. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, if you go over and fight in Eretz Yisrael, then you'll get the Eivra Yadin. But you had to speak out. But if you don't go over and fight, you will not get it. That's called a Tanai Kofel. You have to speak out both ways. It's not enough just to say, if you go over and fight, then you'll get it. It's not enough that from that we should understand that if you don't go over to fight, you won't get it. That's not enough according to Reb Meir. You have to speak out clearly that the Kedushin is only Chal if you give me $200. And if you don't give me $200, the Kedushin is not Chal. You have to speak it out. But for Mechlal Lav, you don't know the Hain. So our Mishnah that says, if somebody says, your food should not be Chulin, according to Reb Meir, that should not mean anything. Because we don't understand that means, but it should be Hegdish. We don't say Mechal Avat HaShemayhein. So our Mishnah is not like Reb Meir. El Reb Yehudi, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says, yes, you say Mechal Avat HaShemayhein. If so, the Gemara is aim a Sefer. What does the Sefer of our Mishnah say? The last part of the Mishnah is Reb Yehudi Leimer. Hoimer Yerushalayim Lo Yom Aklum. If somebody, some says, this Kika should be Yerushalayim, that's saying nothing. That you're allowed to eat the bread. But Lechura, Midisayfer Reb Yehuda, since the end of the Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda, is Reisha Lav Reb Yehuda. It should come out that the beginning of the Mishnah is not Reb Yehuda. So Lechura, the Mechulak, the Bar Plukta of Reb Yehuda, is usually Reb Meir. So Lechura, it should come out the Reisha of our Mishnah should be Reb Meir. And that doesn't stim then. How could our Mishnah say, if somebody says, La Chulin Sheikh Lechor, that it's Asar? La Chulin means that Le Chulin. That means your food should not be chulin, should not be mutter to me. But according to Reb Meir, that means nothing. You have to speak out clearly, but instead it should be a carbon to me. So how does our Mishnah come out then? So the Gemara says like this, really, I'll tell you, Kula Reb Yudhi. Our whole Mishnah goes according to Reb Yudah. The Reisha and the Sefer. Then it's good. Reb Yudah Shittur is Mechlal La Avat HaShemayhein. If you say the no, the negative, we hear the positive. Vochikom, this is what our Mishnah means to say. When it ends off, not that it's a new man diyam Reb Yehuda, but rather it's a pirish. Sher Reb Yehuda oimer, because Reb Yehuda explains himself and says that oimer Yerushalayim lo yom aklum v'chi omer ki Yerushalayim. Mashenka, in the first part of the mystery is if you say ki Yerushalayim, before it was if somebody says ki mizbeach kehechol ki Yerushalayim, then takvitz osa. This bread should be like Yerushalayim. It means like the hegdish shaboy that the bread is offered to you. But if you just say, this bread is Yerushalayim, that means nothing. So it's coming out now, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Just the end of the Mishnah just explaining himself. But the whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. For the Gemara, is that true? V'chiyomak Yerushalayim l'Rabbi Yehuda mi mitzasar. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you say, kikazer, this bread should be yosef to me, like Yerushalayim, is it really yosef? V'at Tanya will learn the Gemara later. Rabbi Yehuda himself says, Hoy meki Yerushalayim lo yom aklum. If somebody says that this piece of bread should be like Yerushalayim, still not aser. Achiyida v'dover akorav Yerushalayim. You have to speak out clearly and say you want this piece of bread to be aser to you, like something that's brought in Yerushalayim, like a korban, like a mincha. You have to say clearly the korban, but just to say Yerushalayim, it's no good. So, how could you say that our whole Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda? Reb Yehuda says even Kiyushlaim is no good. So, Gemara says, no, I tell you, Kul Reb Yehuda, our Mishnah Taka, the whole thing is Reb Yehuda. And our Mishnah Taka holds that Reb Yehuda holds Kiyushlaim is the carbon. But just that Mishnah later, that's Nundal, holds not like that. And really, what we're coming out is, Utre Tanoya, leave it to Reb Yehuda. It's a Machlokes Tanoyim Taka, what does Reb Yehuda himself hold? Our Mishnah holds that Reb Yehuda holds if you say Ki Yerushalayim, it is Osir. And the Gemara later, Nafnun Dalet holds according to Reb Yehuda, not like that. That even if you say Kik is also like Ki Yerushalayim, still it's nothing until you speak out clearly, Kekorbin, like something that's Korav in Yerushalayim. You have to speak out like something that's Korav in Yerushalayim. Mura says, Tanya, we learned like this. Somebody says the word chulin, ha chulin, te chulin. Somebody